that we moved up in the house. Dad built on another end, and we moved up in that house. Then he hired a woman, and these that live out here in the Jib Valley, friend that hired one of their girls to teach their young ones and our tribe. And we all went to school down in the dugout until the district came along.
Found a better place to put this, or we'll clutter up the floor.
Oh, well, that doesn't make a bit of difference in the world.
Put it right there. I've got cords all over, haven't I?
Well, that doesn't matter. Not in the least.
How did you heat your house?
Well, Dad moved the first two rooms. It was built, I think, in 1870, because it was Kansas was settled, you know, before Oklahoma was. And this house was built, I don't know who owned it. Some of the older ones might, but I don't remember who owned this place. But I know it's made by the old Squire Nails. It was, we've found out since. And he moved that house down. I think they put it on logs and just drug that house down here.
What did it have on the outside?
Oh, just boards, like...
Up and down boards?
No. Well, now, the east room did have just the up and down boards. Uh-huh. But the two west rooms had siding, just siding on it. And shingle, had shingle roof. Had a little attic, two little rooms up there we used mostly to store things in. In those days, people didn't have as much store as they do now.
That's right.
We'd go to Englewood or Ashland. Usually, Ashland, we traded in Ashland, and they'd take usually a four-horse team and bring horse feed. They didn't feed the cattle in. They just cattle rustled for themselves, but they always tried to keep feed for the saddle horses, you know. When we'd buy groceries, they'd usually get 1,000 pounds of flour and two or three sacks of sugar and cases of tomatoes and corn, things like that, because we didn't go to town, once, two or three months. And if you went that often, usually some of the cowboys would go up and get the mail. We'd get the mail maybe once a month or sometimes not that often.
You mentioned the sacks of sugar. What were these made of?
Muslin sack held the sugar, and then what we called a gunny sack on the outside of it. 100 pounds at a time. I can remember one time Mother went to town to get sugar to can wild plums, make jelly out of. And coal oil lamps, of course, was all the heat we had, or all the light we had. And when they loaded the wagon for her, they put the 5-gallon can of coal oil next to that sugar.
Oh.
Oh, when we got home, Mother was just sick. She said, "I know that it's ruined, but I'm going to go ahead and make it up anyway. Maybe the heat will boil in the plums will take." We never could eat that jelly.
Wasted the sugar and wasted the
plums. That's right. Well, it wasn't so bad to waste the sugar and the plums as it was the trip to Ashland after. And so many times we'd go up, especially in the summertime or in the spring, the river would be up, and we had to ford that river. That was always a dread for me from the time we left home until we got across the river. Then I'd rest easy that night, but as soon as we started back, I'd ready to go again, because it was quicksand a lot.